hepatitis.
Oh, is that the same thing? I've heard of hepatitis.
Yeah, that's what
they
are.
But I didn't know it was the same thing.
That's the same thing.
I didn't know that.
That came from, that's the same as yellow jaundice.
I didn't know that. Now, what about when you have your appendix taken out? They say they have... when they have to have their appendix removed, they say that person's got
appendicitis. But now they call it something else.
Oh, they call that something else?
Yeah. Epididymia or something like that. I can't say it and I can't spell it.
I don't know what that is either.
There's a new name for it now.
They have new names for everything. Yeah. Now, you mentioned the other night that when Raymond got sick on that hamburger, he had to vomit. Now, have you ever heard people use, instead of saying vomit, have you ever heard them use...
Puke.
Oh.
Yeah, that used to be all the word.
That was all the word that they would use. Now, if a person had stomach trouble, you'd say they were sick... Where? They were sick?
On the stomach. At their stomach. Mm-hmm. I believe the whole way it's saying they were sick at their stomach.
Sick at their stomach. Now, if a couple was going out together a lot and people thought they had serious intentions, or that the boy had serious intentions toward her, they'd say that he was
crazy over her.
And
wild over her.
And they'd say that the two of them were, if he visited her a lot and everything and they were together a lot, they'd say those two were
getting close enough to get married.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever use the word courting?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but I hadn't heard it in so long I'd forgot it. Yeah, that courting couple.
Oh, that courting couple. Mm-hmm. Now, if there was a courting couple, now they'd say the boy would be her
espouse, or her today it's boyfriend, but back then it was a spouse.
That's what they'd say, it's to place a boy. Now then they would say that she would be his
bride.
Uh-huh. Now before they got married though, they'd say she was his
Sweetheart, I reckon.
If your brother came in and he had lipstick on his collar, you'd say, I believe you.
Yeah, you've been messing with so-and-so.
Did they say kissing, or did they usually say, smooching?
Smooch. You've been smooching. Yeah.
Oh. Now, if this boy asked her to marry him, and she agreed, but instead she ran off and married somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
Jilted him.
Jilted him.
Mm-hmm.
Now at a wedding, the man that stands up with the groom is called the
best man,
and the girl that stands up with the bride is called
maid of honor.
And do you ever remember that in the old days when somebody would get married, they would come to their house and make a lot of noise?
Oh, a chivalry.
What would they do? Did they do that to everybody?
Yeah, they did back when I first remember. They'd get an old cowbell that they could, and sheep bell, and they'd ring, and...